Everybody likes community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits. Everybody likes community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits.
Community Quick Hits. Brought to you by
Autoflex and Colwell and Son.
Once again, here's me.
Now this is fun. I like sitting back and letting this happen. This used to be a weekly occurrence.
All right, fine. Can do it. Let's see. 4 months after the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf, Cobra. We had a near miss down there today when an offshore oil platform exploded. This was about 100 miles south of Louisiana's Vermilion Bay. Now, there were 13 workers on board this thing. All of them were rescued from the water. All are said to be okay.
Really?
Yes. They were taken to Bontomp General Medical Center.
Really?
Where they were vaporized by werewolves.
Okay. All right.
Nazi werewolves and werepanthers.
Yeah, yes. Werepanthers.
Actually, they were taken to Terrebonne General Medical Center in Houma, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
There were no serious injuries to this thing. They were visited by the governor, Bobby Jindal, in the hospital this afternoon. Now, at first, they were reporting that there was a slight sheen of oil measuring about a mile long and 100 feet wide in the offer, or in the water, but since then, that report has been recanted, and Coast Guard boats are saying that they are looking, but they are seeing no sign of oil.
Definitely. Good, good. It's funny because the first thing I thought of when I heard that this morning was, not did anybody survive, but do we have another natural or another oil disaster?
Yeah, that's
sorry,
what I thought of, too. Does the name Jonathan Lee Riches mean anything to anyone?
It does to me today.
No. It doesn't mean anything to me, Mike. Enlighten.
He is a prisoner incarcerated at the Federal Medical Center in Lexington, Kentucky. He's been there for a while, and he won't be getting out until March 23rd, 2012. He's in for wire fraud under the terms of a plea bargain. But he is best known for filing frivolous lawsuits in various United States district courts. Some of the people he has sued are Bill Belichick, George W. Bush, Martha Stewart, Jeff Gordon, Michael Vick, Steve Jobs, Perez Hilton.
Jobs.
Britney Spears. Rockstar Games, Grand Theft Auto, Plato, Nostradamus, Jimmy Hoffa, the Eiffel Tower, Mein Kampf, the Garden of Eden, the Appalachian Trail, and so on, and the dwarf planet Pluto.
Wow.
Well, he has filed another lawsuit, and I believe it has fallen to me to read this to everybody. So, that's what we will do.
Now, we have local luminaries involved in this?
Yes.
There's one particular defendant involved.
Right. Uh-oh.
All right. This is filed by Jonathan Lee Riches, doing business as Bernard Madoff.
Oh, he's Bernie also Madoff.
Also known as Bernie Madoff. Faisal Shuzad. The Carmelo Anthony. Dwayne Wade. Mark Cuban. Jerry Reinsdorf. And Jerry Buss.
Those are your defendants.
Yes, those are your defendants.
Okay.
And he's filing a restraining order against these people.
But he's in prison.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He said, comes now Jonathan Lee Riches. I face imminent danger and bodily harm from Carmelo Anthony in Denver and the defendants. I seek a restraining order. Carmelo Anthony told me he is going to kill me. I'm writing a tell-all book on Anthony. I was his former
BF
boyfriend.
Best friend.
Now, I'm reading this off of his own print.
Yes, the prisoners don't have access to computers.
And we were in a sexual relationship in 2000. We met at a Baltimore YMCA. I committed identity theft to finance his basketball career. I used stolen credit cards to get him GNC vitamins and enemas to flush out his toxins. My fraud money from eBay fraud and Western Union credit card fraud paid for Carmelo Anthony to go to Syracuse.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't have a scholarship.
No, not at all. No one even knew who he was, winning a national title as a freshman.
Anthony, what is this?
Anthony melts my popsicle.
Melts my popsicle?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he melt his popsicle.
Yes.
Okay.
Anthony gave me an STD in 2001. Carmelo Anthony worked as an undercover narcotics cop in Baltimore and was snitching. I told Anthony to stop snitch. Anthony confessed to being a tattletale. I saw Carmelo Anthony get on Denver Nuggets.
Bet
on Denver Nuggets games with former NBA ref Tim Donaghy. Carmelo Anthony cheated on his wife.
In California.
Lala. Yeah, Lala. With Dwayne Wade's ex-wife, who gave Anthony Felicio an I-95 traffic. I'm having a pen pal relationship with Anthony's wife, who confessed she likes white guys.
All right.
Anthony wrote me a letter at the Federal Medical Center in Lexington telling me, Riches, you're dead cracker. I have a picture of Carmelo Anthony and Dwayne Wade snorting cocaine on Kate Moss's lap. And another photo of them having homosexual sex, shooting steroids in each other at Barry Bonds' house. Now they want to murder me. Mark Cuban stole my credit cards and tried to buy the Texas Rangers with my money.
With credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Cuban assaulted me serving ice cream at Dairy Queen. Nolan Ryan threw 100 miles an hour fastballs at my head, and he and Robin Ventura beat me up at the Church of Jesus Christ. Jerry Buss accused me of raping him and Kobe Bryant in Boulder at JonBenet Ramsey's house.
Good Lord!
Jerry Buss sold me Jenny Buss on eBay, and I was promised a Lakers janitor job when I get out of prison for less than minimum wage. Reinsdorf solicited sex from me on eHarmony.com. And Reinsdorf assaulted me courtside next to Jack Nicholson. I feel threatened, intimidated by the defendants. When I listen to ESPN radio, I get goosebumps and shivers because of the fear defendants could be. I want to be left alone. I want David Stern to suspend Carmelo Anthony for assaulting me, a fan. I pray this court for relief. Respectfully, Jonathan Lee Riches.
Well, I think that he has a solid case here.
You know, if I was an attorney, I'd work pro bono on this.
I would, too.
Bono.
Wow.
Bono.
Yeah, if I were an attorney that was really looking for some attention and really wanted to make my way and make a place for me in this thing, sure, why not? Why not take this on?
The best line is, Nolan Ryan threw 100-mile-an-hour fastballs at my head, and he and Robin Ventura beat me up at the Church of Jesus Christ.
I like that one, and I like Kobe Bryant and Dwayne Wade had gay sex while shooting each other up with steroids.
At Barry Bonds' house.
At Barry Bonds' house.
I like that Jerry Buss sold him his daughter on eBay.
eBay. Woo! So
funny.
That was awesome.
That's pretty awesome. I wonder if all of his lawsuits, if he sued that many people.
They should put a book together of all these.
Yeah, that's pretty good. When's that guy get out?
That's really good.
2012. On my birthday in 2 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we should go up to Lexington and do a remote so we can interview him when he walks out.
God, how shocked would he be? I wonder how long's he been in prison. Do we know that?
I don't know right now.
No okay. one can answer that question.
Does somebody send this to Cuban? Like, someone, obviously, the Cuban knows is aware of it.
He's named in a lawsuit.
I mean, he has got to die laughing. Does he laugh harder at Step Brothers and his reference in there, or this?
Dude, this is filed with the United States District Court in Denver, Colorado. It was filed on August 31st.
Now, according to Robert Wolanski, he says that this guy was last heard from in January of 08. So I don't know if that means that he was in prison at that time or not.
Well, I think he filed a similar suit back then, but I can't get to it on my computer.
A website or a place out here called Above the Law, it is said, has collected many of his filings over the years. So, other examples of his work, other samples are out there.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
If anyone would like to peruse them.
I'm digging them up.
Wow. It's pretty awesome.
It is,
it?
Yeah.
Well, great. We were promised greatness, and there it is.
Yeah.
Indeed.
All right.
All right, that is Community Quick Hits for today. It is 6:31 here on The Ticket.
Tomorrow morning on the Dunham.